You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. It's Monday when this is airing here, and you're going to hear a sermon that I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Jesus Christ, the Great Healer. We're in chapter 8 now in the Gospel of Matthew, and he is going to start healing many people here now. It's going to start with a leper, and we're going to hear the leper say, well, we'll leave it here up to the sermon here, coming up in just a moment. In the meantime, more info on this ministry. If you're new to this program, WGODradio.com is our website. Our Facebook page is WGOD Radio, where this sermon was uploaded yesterday afternoon, if you like it. And if you're a computer and or a Facebook type person, you can go there and listen to the whole thing. It's only about 34 minutes or so. You can listen to it from there. You can download it from there. You can email the link to someone else, or you can write to me if you'd like. As a matter of fact, I'd love to hear your comments. Paul at WMIEFM.com. This will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday, we will be having our midweek Bible study. Love to see you. And that is 6 o'clock from 6 to 7 on Wednesday. We are in the book of Romans, and we'll be starting chapter 2 on this Wednesday. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. 6 to 7 on Wednesday. Sundays, we meet for Sunday school at 9:30. Our service starts at 10:30. So, okay, here is part one now of this message, Jesus Christ, the Great Healer.
The key word as I thumb through chapter 8 is healing. First, he's going to heal a leper. Then the centurion's servant. Then Peter's mother-in-law. Then many others. After sunset, as Matthew wrote. Then throw in for good measure, the Lord will tell the waves and the wind and the waves what to do. Then he'll heal a demon-possessed man, or as Matthew records it, the demon-possessed men. So we're in the Gospel of Matthew here, kicking off chapter 8. I think we'll look at the whole chapter here this morning. Now when he come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I don't have time for you. I've got to be somewhere else. Not exactly what he said. He said, I am willing. Be cleansed. And immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Now, Jesus always had time for the sick and the needy and the lame and the downtrodden. He made time for them. Notice, too, that the leper had no doubts concerning if Jesus was able. But he was more concerned if Jesus was willing. Willing to touch this lowly man. Willing to go down to his level. He thought and he knew all too well that he was able, but the question is, was he willing? Sometimes you and I have that same wonder too, you know? After all, and as great as God is, think about it, to make all this universe, is he willing? Is he willing to come down here to my level? Does he care about me? My piddly little things compared to all of that? And anyway, how would he know? How in the world can he know what every Christian thinks or needs or wants? How could he? You know, the Lord gave me the answer to that this morning. You want to hear it? It's scriptures, of course. 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says this. It says, for the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Lord is the Spirit. Also Colossians 1:27. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Also Galatians 2:20. It is no longer I who live, but as Christ lives in me. How does he know about your every need? He lives on the inside of you. Again, Paul said, the Lord is the Spirit. Now you go and figure out the Trinity, and you come let me know when you got to figure it out. But the Apostle Paul says, under inspiration of that same Holy Spirit, he says, Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And God is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is God. We receive these things, but that's how. And he was willing to touch and heal the leper, and he's willing to meet you where you are at too. He cares about you. He cares about your every need. He cares about you so much that he died on the cross for you. And he would leave the 99 behind to get you. And he would come down here. I think I've heard Darren say this. If you were the only one, he'd come here and die for you. Because he loves you just that much. Oh, yeah, he's able. But not only is he able, he's willing. He's willing. Verse 4, and Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Look at that. See that you tell no one. Why did he say that to him? This is what's known as the messianic secret they taught me in seminary. The messianic secret. He didn't want the leper to tell anyone other than the priest, and that was to be the obedient to the Torah, which he was. But he didn't want all the gazers and gawkers to prevent him from getting from one town to the other. Like this text in Mark. Matter of fact, it's the very same account, but taken from the Gospel of Mark. If you want to turn there, I'm going to go to Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, saying to him, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Now look at the way Mark records this. Now remember, Mark's gospel is Peter's gospel. Mark learned the gospel from Peter. Look at the insights that Peter, probably in tears, gave Mark about this. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Now it says here, and this, it says, he strictly warned him. He strictly warned him and sent him away at once. and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone." He strictly warned him, "Don't tell anyone what I did, except for what the law commands. Offer up something to show your... go to the priest, follow what Moses wrote in the Old Testament, because you're commanded to do that." Remember when Jesus said, the person sitting on Moses' seat, you do what they tell you. Don't do what he does, because he's a hypocrite, but do what he tells you. And this was what was commanded of him. So he strictly warns him, sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, offer for your cleansing those things that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, this is verse 45, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city. But he was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. You know, it's funny how we always read that and we just smile and say, "Oh, the poor little man, God bless him. He just couldn't contain himself." But I put it to you, this was a terrible sin this guy committed. This was a terrible sin. We laugh and gawk over this story all the time when we hear it. Look again at verse 43. He strictly warned him, "Don't tell anyone." And you say, "Oh, that's okay, Lord. Don't worry about me. I'll tell everyone because I know better than you. I'm going to tell everyone how good you are." That's a great thing, right? Friend, Samuel put it this way. Has the Lord his great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as he does in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. When God instructs you to do something, do it. Just because you don't understand it, it's not a good enough reason for you to be considered as sinful as a witch. You don't want me getting you a broomstick for your birthday. And also, when Jesus instructs you not to do something, to obey is better than sacrifice. So what are some of those things? What are some of those things that he instructs us to do? And what not to do? How about the first thing? What are some things he instructs us to do? Number one, enter in through the narrow gate, right? That is, despite the fact that everyone else, including maybe your father or mother or sister or brother or your kids, are going in the other path. Obey God rather than men. When God instructs you to do something, do it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.